Hey, this is Jay Chatfield, Loving Yourself to Life. This podcast is brought to you by Grace Guidance Production, where we inspire you to heal, motivate you to live, and encourage you to love your life on purpose. Y'all, I just recorded a whole podcast and it got deleted. Like, I tried to upload it and it just went away. But it's crazy because I got on there to talk about something and I kind of went left. So, you know what? Let me talk about what Spirit told me to talk about. Let me go ahead and be obedient because I don't want to sit here and do another 8 minutes and it's gone, you know? So, last night was the full moon and I felt an overwhelming need to release, and it was to release so that I could continue to move to another level. I've told you, for me to heal my bloodline is for us to live in abundance. Now, I don't know if I explained this, but I'm going to explain it again. It is imperative that you figure out what you are here to heal for your bloodline, for your ancestors. And I really didn't know what it is that I had to do until I had to do this project for my mom. And while I'm doing this, it was like my ancestors were just speaking to me. They were like, "We want you to know that we've always worked so hard and we never ever got over the hump to prosperity. It has always been enough." And then they went on to tell me, you know, of course, that I have been chosen to heal the bloodline and that my mom could not keep me as a child. We all know that what I've said about what happened in my childhood, because she was a part of pushing me to get over that hurdle of having just enough. My mom has been one of the pillars in our family to help others. She can only help you like out of smaller situations, like, "Oh, I need a car payment," or "I need a light bill," or, you know what I'm saying, something small like that. But I've been told we need to go bigger. Like, I am to help people buy houses, buy land, get their business started, you know, those types of things. But I had to do it for myself first. So I've been put in a position, and I've been put in a protected position that I can do that. But I have been stuck, and you guys are getting the real. I haven't even put this on my Loving Yourself the Life channel. This is real life. This is real talk. This is real movement right here for me. I have been stuck in the mindset of just enough, and I have just been seeing just enough around me. Like, I will get just enough to pay this. I will get just enough to start. I will get just enough help here and nothing else. Like, no, there was no over and beyond, right? So after a couple of years of this, like, at first I was okay with it because, like I say, my mindset was being raised by my aunt was that as long as you had the basics, you were fine. Now, my mom, on the other hand, she taught my sister this, was that, "No, you deserve to have all of these things." But it got my mom to a point where she could only have these things for herself. But it wasn't that she could do it for everybody else. Like I say, that's where I'm supposed to be. That's where I'm at. And then my children won't have to deal with this. And when I say, okay, don't get me wrong, guys. Everybody is in a different, you have to understand everybody has their different traumas and their different hurdles that you have to go over. I have been provided for greatly, but it's not enough. And it's not that I'm not satisfied. It's just that I've been pushed in my dreams to go further. I have to watch my words here because, you know, what you put out in the universe, you know, in the universe come by. I have been you know, pretty much okay with it up until the last year. Because I keep seeing the pattern and now my kids are catching the pattern. I don't like it. I don't like it. And no, it's not just being, oh, billionaire. No, it's being in a place of where you have networking abilities and also you have the resources to put someone in position to gain that. And I know some will say, well, you could do that from here, but that's not what I'm meant to do. That's not the curse. That's not what I'm meant to break. So when I was doing this project with my mom, she had to tell me the story of how my grandparents were slighted out of this land. They really wanted the land that they had sharecropped on. My family weren't slaves. I tell my children, we are indigenous Americans. Not, I don't know what Indian is, but I've been told in my dreams, this is our land. This is our dirt. This is everything. We were moved from a place and put in another place because the U.S. at that time, which was not even called that, was in a gentrification process, if you want to talk in today's term, but colonization. So there was no need for us to stay on the land because they had told them that they were moving them to better. Some, they didn't say anything. You just had to get up and go. Most of my information I get from channeling, and they show me the story. They show it to me and I can see it. So they moved us down to Alabama. So when they moved us there, they moved us onto land, but we didn't know the laws. We didn't know that. Well, we weren't able to have the land at that point. There was something that they said they just weren't able, and I will get a little bit clearer on that because I plan to go do some more research. Well, someone got that land and allowed them to stay on the land to farm the land. But I believe when that person no longer was there, or I don't know if he died or whatever, they were told that they could get the land. So when they did go to file the papers for the land, they shut the office down. There was no way for them to file the paperwork, for them to do what they needed to do. So I had to write this whole story out for my mom, you know, to help her with this this claim that she's doing. And the whole time I'm helping her, she was like, if I just get $10, I'll be happy. And in my head, I was like, no, you won't, and neither will the ancestors. The ancestors won't be happy either. $10? What the heck is $10? You talking about $10 with interest from over 70 years ago? Over 100 years ago? Is that what you're saying? And that's the mentality that we're breaking. Now, I will say my mom has a abundance mindset in other things, but she still works out of trauma. She doesn't know how to heal the trauma of growing up very, very poor. And usually people who grow up very, very poor do very well when it comes to drawing a large amount of money, assets, and things. If you hear a lot of people's story that are multimillionaires, billionaires today, most of them didn't grow up with it. They saw how it was to not have, and they wanted to have it in excess so that they never have it again. So my thing was that I was never poor growing up. I was always in the just okay. Like whatever we asked for, I got. Like, and it wasn't like a spoiled child thing. I wanted a CD. I got the CD. I wanted a headset. I got that. A Walkman. If I needed new shoes for school, I got that. If I wanted to do something at school and run for, like, I went for my high school, Miss High School, and forgot the name of my high school real quick. I had to raise like $800. Like, I got that. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are, like, I always had. So my thing was, you're comfortable, but what can you do at this level? Can you help somebody? Only you might could give them a couple of dollars, but can you really help excel? Because that's what it's about. It's about helping our family members that are wanting to move to the next level, right? So that has been a challenge for me, and me being a stay-at-home mom, just I had to be broken in 2013 to understand that what was happening, what was given to me as a stay-at-home mom, no. Again, it's not. So again, you receive as your mindset opens up to receive. My mindset at that point was okay. I didn't have any complaints, but it's time for it to be, it's time for me to go to the next level. So at this full moon, I had to release those emotions. And this is another level to it because at first, the first thing I had to do, guys, was know that I was worth it and that I deserved it. Because, see, you can't get to these higher levels without knowing that you deserve to be there, that you deserve, that you are worth it, that you are loved, that you love yourself enough to put yourself there. Just like me, I've been walking and watching certain things that I eat, but today I was so full of gratitude. That was these emotions. Now, this is one thing I'm working on with food. I had me some fried fish and grits this morning. Yes, I did. And I usually don't even eat before 12, and it's just now 12:09, right? But it was just such a happy feeling. I made me a cup of coffee that I'm still drinking, you know? And I was like, I'm just so grateful to have released those things. Like, I feel like I can fill that space up with an abundance mindset at this point because that cup was full with the just enough mindset. I'm okay. Yes, my husband goes to school. I stay home with my children. Lights are paid. Bills are done. We go on a couple of vacations. Yeah, who can ask for more? We need to get a little bit more excited about doing more so that we can help more, you know? And I want you to evaluate what it is. You go back and look at your steps, like at where you are now. Like I said, it has to start with you. And that's what loving yourself is all about. You hear how I talk today in my first podcast. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, girl. When I go back, I'd be like, oh, that poor baby dad. I do, because she is. I had to transform into a new person. And just like you transform into a new person, you have to meet. If I think this of myself, and the more I think of myself, you can't live down here. When you have elevated yourself here, that thing must match. There must be balance. How can you say that this is like you love yourself, but you're dying of something that you could fix? How? How can you say you love your life, but when you walk in your house, you can't, because there's something everywhere. So those are the things that you do. These are the steps that you take. Now, I know we talked a little bit about my situation and the full moon. Like I said, release those. Release. You know, just I release this emotion tied to you. That's all you got to do is say it. And that energy is still there. You can do it tonight and tomorrow. Write it down, because I sure did. I wrote it down the day before because I felt this coming. I knew I had to let this go now because I had assistance for it to go out of my life. And I will continue working on it this week and into the next week, because next week is going to be different because I'm releasing it. Next week is going to be more of a receiving. Maybe some of you guys have felt that. Send me an email at graceguidance@gmail.com if you need some, you need to talk. Let's get together. Hey, if we get enough people, we can get us a call together and come together and talk about this, maybe on Zoom or something like that, to where we can get a deeper clarity. But keep working on it. Address those emotions. This is Jay Chatfield, loving yourself to life. As always, do something for you that only you will love. Have a love yourself day.